Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
AI helps prove two scribes wrote text of a Dead Sea Scroll. Most scholars thought the Isaiah Scroll was copied by a single author. New handwriting analysis just revealed otherwise. By Jennifer Ouellette, Ars Technica. Most of the scribes who copied the text contained in the Dead Sea Scrolls were anonymous, as they neglected to sign their work. That has made it challenging for scholars to determine whether a given manuscript should be attributed to a single scribe or more than one, based on unique elements in their writing styles, a study called paleography. Now, a new handwriting analysis of the Great Isaiah Scroll, applying the tools of artificial intelligence, has revealed that the text was likely written by two scribes, mirroring one another's writing style, according to a new paper published in the journal PLOS ONE. As we've reported previously, these ancient Hebrew texts, roughly 900 full and partial scrolls in all, stored in clay jars, were first discovered scattered in various caves near what was once the settlement of Qumran, just north of the Dead Sea, by Bedouin shepherds in 1946-1947. Apparently, a shepherd threw a rock while searching for a lost member of his flock and accidentally shattered one of the clay jars, leading to the discovery. Qumran was destroyed by the Romans circa 73 AD, and historians believe the scrolls were hidden in the caves by a sect called the Essenes to protect them from being destroyed. The natural limestone and conditions within the caves helped preserve the scrolls for millennia. They date back to between the 3rd century BC and the 1st century AD. Several of the parchments have been carbon dated, and synchrotron radiation, among other techniques, has been used to shed light on the properties of the ink used for the text. Most recently, in 2018, an Israeli scientist named Oren Abelman used an infrared microscope attached to a computer to identify and decipher Dead Sea Scroll fragments stored in a cigar box since the 1950s. A 2019 study of the so-called Temple Scroll concluded that the parchment has an unusual coating of sulfate salts, including sulfur, sodium, gypsum, and calcium, which may be one reason the scrolls were so well preserved. And last year, researchers discovered that four fragments stored at the University of Manchester, long presumed to be blank, actually contained hidden text, most likely a passage from the Book of Ezekiel. The current paper focuses on the Great Isaiah Scroll, one of the original scrolls discovered in Qumran Cave No. 1, designated 1Q Isaiah. It's the only scroll from the caves to be entirely preserved, apart from a few small damaged areas where the leather has cracked off. The Hebrew text is written on 17 sheets of parchment, measuring 24 feet long and around 10 inches in height, containing the entire text of the Book of Isaiah. That makes the Isaiah Scroll the oldest complete copy of the book by about 1,000 years. The Israel Museum, in partnership with Google, has digitized the Isaiah Scroll, along with an English translation, as part of its Dead Sea Scrolls digital project. Most scholars believe that the Isaiah Scroll was copied by a single scribe because of the seemingly uniform handwriting style. But others have suggested that it may be the work of two scribes writing in a similar style, each copying one of the scroll's two distinct halves. They would try to find a smoking gun in the handwriting, for example, a very specific trait in a letter that would identify a scribe, said co-author Mladen Popovic of the University of Groningen. Popovic is also director of the university's Qumran Institute, dedicated to the study of the Dead Sea Scrolls. In other words, the traditional paleographic method is inherently subjective and based on a given scholar's experience. It's challenging in part because one scribe could have a fair amount of variability in their writing style. So how does one determine what is a natural variation or a subtle difference indicating a different hand? Further complicating matters, similar handwriting might be the result of two scribes sharing a common training, a sign the scribe was fatigued or injured, or a sign the scribe changed writing implements. The human eye is amazing and presumably takes these levels into account too. This allows experts to see the hands of different authors, but that decision is often not reached by a transparent process, says Popovic. Furthermore, it is virtually impossible for these experts to process the large amounts of data the scrolls provide. The Isaiah scroll, for instance, contains at least 5,000 occurrences of the letter Aleph, or A, making it almost impossible to compare every single Aleph by eye. Popovic thought pattern recognition and artificial intelligence techniques would be well suited to the task. First, Popovic and his colleagues, Lambert Schoemaker and grad student Maruf Dali, developed an artificial neural network they could train to separate, binarize, the ink of the text from the leather or papyrus on which it was written, ensuring that the digital images precisely preserved the original markings. This is important because the ancient ink traces relate directly to a person's muscle movement and are person-specific, says Schoemaker. They next created two 12x12 self-organizing maps of full character Aleph and Bet from the Isaiah Scrolls pages, each letter formed from multiple instances of similar characters. Such maps are useful for chronological style development analysis. Fraglets, fragmented character shapes, are used instead of full character shapes to achieve more robust results. The results indicated two different handwriting styles, an outcome that persisted even after the team added extra noise to the data as an additional check. That analysis also showed that the second scribe's handwriting was more variable than that of the first, although the two styles were quite similar, indicating a possible common training. Finally, Popovic et al. Created heat maps for a visual analysis, incorporating all the variations of a given character throughout the scroll. They used this to create an averaged version of the character for the first 27 and last 27 columns, making it clear to the naked eye that the two averaged characters were different from each other, and hence more evidence of a second scribe copying out the second half of the scroll. Now we can confirm this with a quantitative analysis of the handwriting, as well as with robust statistical analyses, said Popovic. Instead of basing judgment on more or less impressionistic evidence, with the intelligence assistance of the computer, we can demonstrate that the separation is statistically significant. The authors acknowledge that their analysis doesn't completely rule out the possibility that the variations are due to a scribe's fatigue, injury, or a change of pen, but the more straightforward explanation is that a change in scribes occurred, they wrote. The researchers concluded that their study shows the added value that scholars engaged in paleographic research can gain from collaborating with other disciplines. The next step is to apply their methods to more of the Dead Sea Scrolls. We are now able to identify different scribes, said Popovic of the significance of their findings. We will never know their names, but after 70 years of study, this feels as if we can finally shake hands with them through their handwriting. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.